Internet, you're listening to the Premium Pizza. Yeah, it's my dad. Enjoy.
Internets, welcome back to another episode of the Premium Pete Show. New Life Gems episode on deck. This week's title, Invest in You. I mean, what better? Who better to invest in than yourself? But before we even get started with this week's episode, I want to say this. You're a first-time listener, long-time listener. I'm sending peace, light, blessings, and love to you and yours. Life Gems, they're bite-sized mentorship episodes that you could take along with you on your journey, okay? Let me tell you, so many different topics that could either motivate you, inspire you, have you look at things different, okay? And also help you become a better version of yourself. Premium Pete Show, sitting down with people from all walks of life, actors, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists, and more. Do me a favor, tell a friend to tell a friend about the Premium Pete Show and Life Gems, okay? Now, when we're talking about investing in yourself, and before we get to this episode, I want to say this. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, okay? But what we're going to be talking about today is personal growth, well-being, and development. So listen to me. Whether you're hitting those books, you're hitting the gym, or you're hustling for that side hustle, it's all about you. So I want to get into it. We'll start with a topic. First topic is investing in your growth. Now, I want to say this. Investing in you, it's all about recognizing your worth and betting on yourself. So many times we hear people say, oh, I bet on myself. Well, investing in you, how is anything around you going to be good if you don't take the time to invest in you? So you're the best version of yourself, okay? But investing in you, it's not only to me about recognizing your worth and betting on yourself. It's about taking the time to prioritize your growth. Listen to this, because not many people do. When you invest in you, you're saying, you know, I believe in my potential. And I'm willing to work to make it happen. But I want to say this. In a world full of distractions and noise, it's so easy to forget the most important investment that you can make is. And that is in yourself. And I want to say this too, because I get it. You know, especially if you're somebody that got a lot going on, you know. Sometimes our wants and needs, they get put to the side. But trust me when I say this. Putting in the work to grow, to learn, and evolve is the best investment you'll ever make in yourself. Now listen, hear me out. Because investing in yourself, it isn't selfish. It's essential. Let me say that again. Investing in yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. So fill yourself up first. This is what I was saying in the beginning of this episode. Now, investing in yourself ain't just about the gym, okay? Some people may think, that's why I want to go over what I'm saying. Investing in yourself ain't just about the gym or signing up for a class. It's about making a commitment to your growth, even when you don't feel like it, okay? It's about finding what puts that fire in your eyes. So many times I talk about this. People, you know, all over the world will work so hard to figure out what they want, but also not figure out what they don't want. Figuring out what you don't want is important as well, because then you don't have to go back there. And when you know what you want to do, that can help you put the fire in your eyes. And putting the fire in your eyes can be maybe your kids, maybe it could be a significant other, or maybe even yourself. But whatever it is, put fire in your eyes, okay? Let something motivate you, okay? Because that is the most important thing. And I want to say this a lot, okay? Because sometimes when we talk about, you know, investing in yourself, I'm talking about to any podcaster out there, buying equipment, to anybody who's, building a brand, get a deck, pay for a deck. If you have a reel and you don't do, listen to me, investing in yourself is about having the stuff you need ready to shine, having the stuff you need to go, you know, put in your toolbox so you can move along. It's also about putting the fire in your eyes and also understanding that investing in you can help those around you as well. Listen to me. Investing in yourself starts with getting real with yourself, okay? And that includes taking the time to reflect on your strengths, your weaknesses, and your goals. But I want to say this. Journal. Listen to me. I'm not telling you what to do, but if you want to listen, this might help you, okay? Just like I say, I'm not a preacher, but I'm someone speaking of realness, investing in yourself, and how you could take yourself out of any situation and put yourself into another situation. So check this out. Start a journal, meditate, or hear me out on this one. Sit in silence for a few minutes each day, just a couple. You will have no idea how much that will help you. And whatever helps you connect with yourself and gain clarity on what you want, listen, okay? Continue to do more of it. And when you know what that is, put the pen to paper. And when I say put the pen to paper, I say that because that's when you make it real. You know, you start a kind of like list that you want to do. Put a triangle next to it. You finish it, you know, like draw it in. If you do it on your notes or whatever, check it off. But putting the pen to paper makes it real, especially when you're investing in yourself, especially when you're putting your priorities into order. Now, I want to say this, which brings me to my next topic, which is self-investment strategies. Now, let's get into some of the practical ways to invest in yourself, okay? Because I see investing in yourself as seeking out opportunities to honestly expand your knowledge. And when I really think about it, also to hone your skills and push your limits. And whether it's through formal education, like maybe, I don't know, going back to school or self-directed learning that you could possibly even do from home or even improving your existing skills. But listen, there are so many ways, okay, internets, to invest in your growth. So many. And education is not just about what you learned in school. I want to say that. It's about what you learn in life, okay? So keep seeking knowledge. And watch your world expand and that investment pay off. You know, a lot of times I want to say this too. You could be a teacher. You could be a learner, okay? I'm a teacher. I'm a learner. If you surround yourself with people who have open minds, you could learn something new every day. Ain't nobody know it all. And if you're hanging out with people that don't have an open mind, man, separate yourself from them, okay? Especially if you're looking to invest in you and grow, okay? I say that truly. Because that's not what you want. But let me even get back to this, okay? When you push your limits, okay, and you really start to work on investing in yourself, there are so many ways to invest in your growth. And even when I'm talking about teaching and learning and being a leader or being a teacher or being a, you know, being a student, be a sponge. There's nothing wrong with being a sponge. Being a sponge, surrounding yourself around what you love. You're a lawyer, you want to be a lawyer, you surround yourself around other lawyers. Be a sponge. Learn, listen, reflect, so you could become the best version of yourself. Investing in you is building the brand up, is building the person up. Investing in you can mean so many ways to all my, you know, people doing, you know, freelancing or whatever it is. Like I said, get a deck. If you're an actor, get a reel. If you're somebody, a brand, an agency, build a deck out. Take your stuff serious so people can take you serious. That's what investing in yourself is. And that's the most important thing. You know what, internets? Let's take a quick break. Hear a word from our sponsors. Let's support them because they keep the show going, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Life Gems episode of the Premium Pete Show. Invest in you. We'll be right back. Cheers. Are you ready to embark on a flavored pack adventure like no other? Then listen up, because WcDonald's is here. Picture this, a place where anime meets the iconic flavors of McDonald's. For decades, across various episodes and genres, McDonald's has shown up in the anime world, most commonly called WcDonald's. Hold on, let me put you on. From February 26th, for a limited time, you have the chance to experience your favorite fictional restaurant for yourself. Through a series of episodic shorts, manga comics, and immersive events. But for me, the most exciting thing has got to be the new WcDonald's sauce. This sauce is a game changer. It's savory, bold, with just the right amount of chili. This sauce is the perfect companion to your McNuggets. Or should I say, WcNuggets. One dip and you'll be hooked. Trust me. You have until March 25th to try the new savory chili WcDonald's sauce with your 10-piece chicken McNugget. Internets, and we're back. You're listening to the Life Gems episode of the Premium Pete Show. Invest in you. Before we went to the break, we were talking about a bunch of different things about, you know, keeping a fire in your eyes and investment strategies into yourself and how keeping an open mind. But I want to say this. When you keep seeking knowledge, okay, when you invest in yourself, think about that. When you learn more about your business, the way to write off taxes, the way to help customers better, whatever your business is, I want to say this, okay? When you keep seeking knowledge and you watch your world expand, hear me, because this is true life, and that investment pays off. The more you learn, the more you can earn. And I mean that. And that's not only dollars, okay? That may mean people, relationships, networks, but sometimes it's just not, you know, what you know. It's who you know. And getting out there and chopping it up with others in your field or even your area of expertise, listen, it's an investment too. Whether it's through mentorship or meeting a friend or networking events or connecting on social media, building relationships can open doors. Listen to me and create opportunities you never imagined, okay? Your Rolodex, your phone, the people. It's not only about currency. That's what I'm trying to say. So don't underestimate the power of connections. Invest in your network and watch your circle expand and your possibilities grow. Which brings me to our final topic, invest in your future. And as we close this guide out to investing in yourself, I want you to remember one thing. You, and I mean this, you are your greatest asset. Investing in yourself isn't just about the here and now, okay? It's about setting yourself up for success. It's about keeping an open mind. It's about never giving up, no matter how many bumps are in the road, no how many struggles there are. I always say this, but just because you're struggling, it doesn't mean you're failing, okay? And that's why you keep on keeping on and investing in yourself and invest in what you believe in. But that's why pros and cons help also for people investing in themselves with, you know, like businesses. But I want to say this. When you think about investing in yourself is about setting yourself up for success in the long run. That's how I look at it. It's about recognizing your worth. It's more about believing in your potential. And taking deliberate steps to cultivate a life that aligns with your dreams, that aligns with your aspirations. So as you go on the journey of your self-investment, remember, and I say this honestly, remember to stay committed, stay focused, and stay true to yourself, whether it's through self-care, personal growth, or building meaningful relationships. Internets, every choice you make to invest in yourself is a step towards a brighter future. That's how I look at it. And hey, I get it. Investing in yourself can be tough, especially when life throws those curveballs your way. But that's why I'm saying, no matter what, life, when you invest in yourself, you're going to hit bumps. Don't ever let them derail you, okay? Hold on tight and keep it trucking, because the more you learn, the more you will earn. And like I said earlier, that's not currency. So when you get a curveball, don't worry about it. Keep on staying focused so you can knock it out the park. But trust me when I say that payoff, it's worth it. So keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep pushing forward, even when the going gets tough, okay? I always say, you never ever stop believing in yourself, because when you never ever stop believing in yourself, the impossible is possible. And I say this too, if you're listening and you feel what I'm saying, you got what it takes to achieve greatness, okay? The world is yours, but you got to understand, no matter what is going on, don't ever let it get you off track, okay? And investing in you is the best thing. And to all, anybody who has a day job, that doesn't mean you can't invest in yourself. Remember, the day job fuels the dream job. So you work your 9 to 5 or your 8 to 4, and on the other time, you start working on the other stuff. You keep on investing. You use that money to buy the products or equipment or whatever you're trying to do. Internets, invest in you, and don't ever forget about you, okay? Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend about that as well. Don't ever stop believing in you. And don't let anybody ever talk you out of your dreams. You believe in something, you could achieve it. Surround yourself around it. Get lost in it. Keep the fire in your eyes. But don't ever, people want to make investments. Oh, I invest in this. Invest in yourself and then watch how the world will be yours. Okay? Internet, you want to reach out to me? You want to advertise on The Premium Pete Show? Email me, thepremiumpeteshow@gmail.com. Again, thepremiumpeteshow@gmail.com. Make sure you rate, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, Live Gems, The Premium Pete Show, and of course, Pete's PremiumPastaSauce.com. Go check that out. 100-year-old famous marinara recipe, man. It's a beautiful thing, okay? I'm sending peace. I'm sending light. I'm sending love and blessings to you and yours. Internet's Life Gems episode of The Premium Pete Show. Invest in you. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next episode. Peace.